What's going on, guys, and welcome back finally to another edition of the Locked On Panthers podcast. Bill Rossetti back with you after taking a little time off, a little more so than I wanted to, but finally getting back into the swing of things. If you follow me on Twitter at Bill_Rossetti, you saw that I said I ended up taking some time to myself to kind of, I guess, recharge a little bit, kind of get back into the swing of things after, you know, just dealing with some stuff and trying to take care of myself. So I do apologize that I haven't been as active this week as I have been, but I did at least want to get something up this week and then, you know, maybe get something up tomorrow. Maybe we'll do the my bookie picks tomorrow, but I wanted to get something up today to kind of at least talk a quick bit about last Sunday's game against the Browns and then talk a little bit about, or a little bit of a preview of Monday night's game against the Saints. But I also want to get into just the playoff picture in general. I wrote about it a little bit over at Panthers Wire, and I want to kind of discuss it on here now that we have, you know, a bit of a clear picture, or at least a picture of what the Panthers' path is to the playoffs. So I think that's where we're going to start off with. Of course, before we get into it, I want to thank a couple of our great sponsors here. First, our old buddies over at MyBookie. Guys, they've been a great sponsor for us for a long time. And, you know, we've been going through this for weeks, obviously, and you know, MyBookie has been a great sponsor, and we know watching football's fun, but obviously a lot of you guys have more fun when you have some money riding on the game. So listen, if you're an expert or a rookie, you've got to be betting at MyBookie. If you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, like playing the numbers on roulette, then you can create a big parlay. Pick three teams to win, and if you hit all three, you can turn $100 into $600. There's so much to bet on. College basketball, football, NBA, NHL, even esports. They have it all. I've even seen political betting. I saw during the election season. You could bet on Democrats or Republicans. They have it all. But I do know this. MyBookie is the one bet that you'll be happy with all year. Really trust these guys. They've been in business for years. Their reviews are all great online. Again, we've loved them for weeks or all season. They've just been fantastic. So sign up this week, and MyBookie will give you a 50% deposit bonus to jumpstart your bankroll. It's a great way to bank even more money when you win. Also, be sure to follow at BetMyBookie. That's BetMyBookie at BetMyBookie on Twitter. They personally respond to every mention and DM, and not to mention they've given away more than $10,000 in free money to their followers this football season. You'll be the first to know as soon as new odds and props are posted. So don't miss out on one of the best weeks to bet on sports this year. Log on to MyBookie right now and use the promo code LOCKEDON to get 50% to get a 50% deposit bonus. That's promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% deposit bonus. MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. And also a quick shout out to our friends over at Action Heat, which makes the world's best battery heated clothing, heat on demand at the touch of a button. They've got clothing that reaches temperatures of up to 135 degrees. So it's great for any of your friends or family on your holiday gift list that just want to stay warm, you know, have nice warm clothing, or if you know people that work outdoors or skiers or hunters, whatever the case may be. And they've got all kinds of clothing like jackets, socks, gloves, hats, undergarments, base layer shirts. They have it all. And they're available in men's and women's, and they have new styles and models just released for this holiday season. So make winter activities more enjoyable with a blast of warmth. Action Heat is the perfect solution to keep you toasty and warm. So listen up. Go to actionheat.com/lockedon and use the promo code LOCKEDON at the checkout to save 20% off your order. Again, that's actionheat.com/lockedon, or use the coupon code LOCKEDON at the checkout to save 20%. Stay toasty warm while you enjoy all your outdoor activities this winter with Action Heat, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast. So let's jump into it. After thanking a couple of our buddies there, so like I said, let's quick recap first the. Let's actually go back a bit. Let's quick recap the tough loss, another tough loss to the Cleveland Browns. I mean, it was a back and forth battle, really tight game all the way through, really until the fourth quarter. The Panthers had a bit of control, but you know we expected it to be a tight battle. And unfortunately, the Panthers came up on the short end of the stick, 26-20, thanks to a fourth quarter touchdown by Nick Chubb early in the fourth quarter that put the Browns ahead for good, and then a field goal in the fourth quarter put them up by six, and the Panthers were never really able to recover. Once again, a pretty solid effort by Christian McCaffrey goes by the wayside. 16 carries, 63 yards, 2 touchdowns, and he also added 6 catches for 38 yards in the passing game. But a lot of the talk was about Ian Thomas, as he's finally had his breakout game. We've talked for a while about how we know Ian Thomas is just a fantastic player, and it really just comes down to just needing that opportunity. And he certainly made the most of his opportunity with 9 catches on 11 targets. Actually, the most targeted Panther on Sunday. And he went for 77 yards. And I know there's a lot of fantasy people out there that are already starting to tout Ian Thomas as one of those, we'll say, championship-winning players. You know, it's not necessarily your studs that'll win you your championships. It's who can find those deep sleepers late in the season and find those players that are going to break out at the end that could win you a championship. And Ian Thomas could be that guy. And, you know, if week 14 is any indication, Cam Newton's going to be looking his way quite a bit. But unfortunately, again, you know, just Cam Newton put it best. They just keep finding ways to come up short. And this is now 5 losses in a row for the Carolina Panthers. But even looking at a guy like Curtis Samuel, it's nice to see these young guys, like Curtis Samuel had 80 yards, DJ Moore had 67. Nice to see all these young guys really getting more involved. And, you know, at least it makes the future look pretty bright with all these playmakers. But obviously in the present, it's very frustrating because now you're looking at this team is fighting for their playoff lives. I mean, I don't have to remind you guys. Once upon a time, this team was 6-2, and they were sitting pretty in the playoff hunt. They were right behind the Saints. Now, obviously, the division is out of reach. The Saints have already locked it up. And now it's just a matter of grabbing, really at this point, if the Panthers are going to make the playoffs, it's going to be as the sixth seed, because the Seahawks basically have that 5 seed lock. In fact, I believe if the Seahawks beat the 49ers, and let's, you know, we'll jump into the playoff picture now a little bit. If the Seahawks beat the 49ers on Sunday, they will lock up the number 5 seed in the NFC, because they would go to 9-5 overall. They'd be 8-3 in the conference, which would lock up, because then they'd only have one conference game left. That's against the Cardinals week 17, because they play the Chiefs in week 16. So 8-3 in the conference means they would guarantee at least better than the Panthers and the Eagles and even the Redskins, should any of those teams get to 9-7. So the Seahawks would lock up the 5 seed with a win. which basically means we can forget about the Seahawks as far as teams the Panthers can catch. It's really the Panthers, for all intents and purposes, and I kind of wrote about this over at Panthers Wire, for all intents and purposes, the final playoff spot, I think, is probably going to come down to either the Vikings or the Panthers. Yes, the Eagles and Redskins are 6-7, but looking at their situations, the Redskins obviously have fallen completely flat. I mean, they're starting Josh Johnson, of all people, this week against the Jaguars. So I really can't see the Redskins being too much competitive over the last 3 weeks to get one of those final spots. Packers are 5-7-1, though they did seem to get some life last Sunday against the Falcons. But they've got a tough test this week against the Chicago Bears, who actually have a chance to lock up the NFC North if they win on Sunday. So I don't really see the Buccaneers or the Packers getting in. I know they've been playing well, but it is a bit of a tough road for them to get there. But there was some talk about the playoff possibilities of the New York Giants, a team that is 5-8. Obviously, they need a lot to break their way to get in, but I mean, crazier things have happened. But really, to me, and then the Eagles at 6-7, we've seen the reports of Carson Wentz. First, there was reports saying he's not going to play Sunday. Now, I actually just saw this morning, he is going to travel to L.A. Because, of course, the Eagles are at the Rams on Sunday night. He will travel to L.A., so he is questionable for Sunday's game. But it's tough for me to see him playing. I would venture to guess it is going to be Nick Foles getting the start. So, time will tell on that. But it's really tough for me to see the Eagles. I think at best the Eagles are going to finish 8-8 with the Rams on Sunday. And then they play the Texans in week 16. Hard for me to see the Eagles winning either of those games. That would put them at 6-9, and I would actually take them out of playoff contention, because the Vikings can finish 6-9-1 if they somehow lose out, and then Eagles would win and get to 7-9. So it wouldn't necessarily take them out. Boy, the more I think about, the Vikings, I expect them to beat Detroit week 16. Week 17 is a toss-up because we don't know what the Bears are going to do with their starters. You know, their playoff positioning could be locked in by the time week 17 rolls around. They're the 3 seed right now. They could end up locked in as the 3 seed by the time week 17 gets here. The tricky game for me as far as figuring out the Vikings' playoff hopes is this Sunday against the Miami Dolphins. The Vikings are home, but we saw, and obviously as a result, John DeFilippo got fired, but the offense has been really sluggish the last couple weeks. Monday night was just kind of the straw that broke the camel's back, as it were. And then Miami, of course, is riding high after that miraculous victory against the Patriots on Sunday. So if Miami can beat Minnesota on Sunday, that throws everything for a loop, and it keeps the Panthers alive. Now, as we know, it is a tough schedule for the Panthers. Two games against the Saints, and then home against the Falcons, though the Falcons have been reeling over the last couple of weeks. I think the Panthers can beat the Falcons in week 16. That would get them to 7 wins. But they really have to beat... They have to take one of the games from the Saints. Obviously, I just can't see 7-9 getting a wild card spot. The Vikings, even if they get to 7 wins and lose the other two, that would be 7-8-1. So obviously 7-9 isn't going to get it done. So the Panthers, I think, at least have to get to 8-8 to have a shot. And their best chance to do that is by winning this week, because they're home against the Saints on Monday night. Now, again, week 17 is an interesting scenario, because will the Saints be locked into their seeding by week 17? If they win their next two games against the Panthers and the Steelers, and the Rams lose one either to the Eagles or the Cardinals, the Saints would be locked into the number one seed going into week 17. So they may rest their starter. There's a chance the Saints could rest their starters in week 17, and it would open the door for the Panthers, especially if they beat Atlanta week 16, and definitely more so if they win this week and next week. It would open the door for the Panthers to backdoor their way into the playoffs by winning at New Orleans in week 17. Now, at this point, if you're a Panthers fan, are you wanting them to make the playoffs? Or are you hoping they lose a couple of these games and get a better draft pick? Because if this team makes the playoffs, it's really hard to see them doing much of anything. First of all, they'd be on the road, where, needless to say, they have struggled. They are 1-6 on the road. And that road game would probably be against Chicago. It could be against Dallas if Dallas catches Chicago for the 3-seed. But in all likelihood, if Carolina makes the playoffs, they're probably headed to Chicago. And I think that game would get pretty ugly, to be quite honest. Especially with the way the defense has been playing, I think Mitchell Trubisky would have a chance to kind of tear into that defense a little bit. So it's an interesting debate for the fans out there. Would you rather sneak into the playoffs and probably get throttled by the Bears, or would you rather them try to improve their draft slot? Right now, the Panthers sit with pretty much smack in the middle of the first round. They currently sit with the 15th pick in the first round. They are, of course, one of four teams that are 6-7, but they are actually second as far as strength of schedule. The only team with an easier schedule than the Panthers among the 6-7 teams is Washington, and then following Carolina is Philadelphia, and then Denver. So there's a chance, and then, you know, looking at the teams right above them, you've got the two 5-7-1 teams, the Packers and the Browns, and then you've got four teams that are sitting at 5-8, Tampa, Detroit, the Giants, and Cincinnati. Now, Carolina has a pretty strong schedule, but there are a few teams that are ahead of them, that are currently ahead of them in the draft order, that have a stronger schedule. So there's a slight chance, there is a chance that should the Panthers somehow lose out, or especially if they lose out, they can get into the top 10 of the draft. I mean, Tampa Bay is 5-8 right now, and they're sitting with the eighth overall pick right now, and the Panthers currently have an easier schedule than Tampa Bay. In fact, they'd have an easier schedule than all the 5-8 teams, because Tampa's at the head of the class there. Now, granted, you would need, you know, this is a bit of a stretch, but then you get into the 4-9 teams, but you would need them to win a pair of games. You know, you're talking the Falcons, the Jets, the Bills, and the Jaguars. So realistically, the highest I can see Carolina getting is probably just inside the top 10, maybe that 8-10 range. More likely, they'll probably end up maybe 11-15, you know, if they lose two more games. I could see the Giants Giants maybe winning one or two more games. The Packers and the Browns might win a couple, so they could probably get a little bit further into the top 15, and I think realistically that's likely where they're going to land. But again, as far as the playoffs go, I mean, the only team they really have to worry about is Minnesota. And again, Minnesota closes home against Miami, at Detroit, home against Chicago. So you're definitely rooting for Miami this week to kind of spring the mini upset. Like I said, if they do, it opens the door for Carolina, especially if New Orleans is in a position where they can rest their starters. Now, on the flip side, New Orleans could also play their starters and play spoiler to the Panthers and keep them out of the playoffs, especially being a division rival. So, I mean, there's a lot of possibilities, and who knows? The Vikings could stumble at Detroit. You never know. And then here's actually a stat that would work in the Panthers' favor regarding Sunday's Minnesota game. Minnesota is 0-5 this season against teams that currently have a winning record. Miami currently has a winning record at 7-6. So that bodes well for Miami's hopes, and of course Miami is fighting for a playoff spot as well. They're in the middle of a four-way tie for that final spot in the AFC playoff picture. So they've obviously got something to play for down the stretch, but that's the interesting thing. Vikings are 0-5 against teams that currently have a winning record so far this season. They lost to the Rams, lost to the Saints, lost to the Bears, lost to the Patriots, lost to the Seahawks. So we'll see. That's the key game really in the NFC playoff picture, or at least one of the games. Probably more focused, and then obviously Monday night against the Saints, which, as we know, is going to be very difficult. Look, the Saints. Now, the Saints have not been as explosive in the last couple weeks as they had been in the first, say, 12 weeks of the season. So if you're the Panthers, you're kind of banking on the fact that that offense continues to struggle. I mean, they've only put up, you know, they only scored 10 points against Dallas in week 13. And I mean, they did score 28 against Tampa Bay, but it was kind of a late flurry that pushed them over the edge and helped them pull away and win that game. Because Tampa had a shot in that one for a while before New Orleans kind of broke it open. But if the Panthers can somehow get that defense to somehow slow up the Saints offense, and if, you know, the offense seems like it's been doing fine, and if they can just put up points and try to at least keep pace with the Saints, they just have to try to get a couple stops. And, you know, it's a primetime home game, so the crowd's going to be into it. You know, it's not necessarily like a Seattle-type environment, but you have to think the crowd is going to be a factor. I don't know. It's going to be very interesting, to say the least. You know, looking at the spread, and of course, you know, tomorrow we'll make the my bookie picks to kind of make up a little bit, but the Saints are a 6.5-point favorite, which I guess seems about right, and I'm sure that a lot of people are going to hammer the Saints on that if it is 6.5, because you basically only need the touchdown and the extra point to push yourself ahead. But if the Panthers can just somehow get a couple stops, and that offense can just keep clicking like it has been a little bit for the last couple of weeks, they can maybe make this interesting, you know, especially being at home. And so, I mean, they're not dead yet, but if they lose this one, And especially then if Minnesota beats Miami, Carolina's in big trouble. So I think that'll wrap it up here on this edition of the Locked On Panthers podcast. We'll hit you guys tomorrow with the rest of the MyBookie picks. Of course, we had the final Thursday game of the season, the Chargers winning a wild one on a late two-point conversion to beat the Chiefs 29-28 to pull to a tie with the Chiefs atop the AFC West at 11-3. And then don't forget, we've got two games on Saturday this week. You've got both in the AFC. The Browns are in Denver to take on the Broncos in a what almost amounts to an elimination game. The loser of this game probably ends up out of the AFC playoff hunt for all intents and purposes because they would have eight losses. And then Houston trying to bounce back after seeing their losing streak snapped. They'll take on the New York Jets. So we'll talk about those games and the rest of the Week 15 schedule. Still hard to believe there's only 3 weeks left in the regular season. But we'll get to the MyBookie picks tomorrow to kind of get back into the swing of things. But as always, thanks so much for listening, guys. Really do appreciate it. And we'll catch you next time right here with me, Bill Rossetti, right here on LOP.